This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With holiday shopping about to hit that wall that is the calendar, new data show it's not just toys for tots or toys for teens, but toys for the grown-ups, all grown-ups. Toy sales are up 30% since the pandemic hit, according to data from NPD Group. Marketplace's Matt Levin now on the 28-year-olds who want their games and action figures.
24-year-old Anders Wennerberg spent nearly $1,000 on Legos this year. Usually he spends more. He really loves Legos.
Well, there was a Lego Sonic the Hedgehog set that came out back in January, and I remember went to a New Year's Eve party. The next day I'm up in line at 7:30 to go pick it up day one.
Wennerberg is what's known in the Lego community as an A-fool, an adult fan of Legos. He buys some as collector's items, but he mostly just loves to play with them, like when he was a kid. And Lego is really good at marketing that nostalgia, mostly by combining Legos with other sources of nostalgia.
This year we saw Lego The Office, which is probably one of the biggest sitcoms you could go after for Lego, and that's a huge deal for people my age.
Since 2020, most of the growth in global toy sales came from teenagers and adults buying toys for themselves, according to the NPD Group. That demographic has become so important to the toy industry, it has its own name.
Kidults. So kids at heart, but, with grown-up wallets, if you will.
Marissa Silva is the editor-in-chief of The Toy Insider. She says toy companies have learned that if you make slightly more upscale products aimed towards adults, you can charge adult prices.
Take the Light Bright, for example. Light Bright costs about $15 to $20, but now we have Light Bright wall art that is designed for adults. It's $100.
Toy maker Hasbro has its own division targeting adult lovers of action figures. Kwamina Crankson is senior vice president. He says adults are also looking for alternatives to playing in front of screens.
There's something about the focus and where the imagination gets to play out with a tactile toy.
It's a multi-generational play for Hasbro. Get the parents playing with action figures again, and guess what the kids will want from Santa. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.